Would you all in the name of the Lord? Enjoyed this service so far already, especially the devotions as a good introduction to the message, I think. Listening to the voice of God. The title I have this morning is Prioritize Your Time. Time is of the essence. You can turn with me to Psalm 90. As we go through this message, I'm going to be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my time very wisely. And it's a struggle I think that all of us are constantly battling is we have this limited amount of time, and how do we make the best use of it? I think we'll read Psalm 90 now before we go further. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest men to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. This would be the key verse to remember today. We'll be thinking about this. Could be the title of the message, Teach Us to Number Our Days. Continuing on, return, O Lord, how long? Let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherewith thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servant, and thy glory unto their children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. So, as we are here in time, dealing with time, we know time is only for us here. When we are eternity, time will be no more. But as we are here, we want to use our time wisely. And it does not... That does not necessarily mean that we need to squeeze as much as we can into every day that we have. Making ourselves busy does not imply that we are using our time wisely. People tend to think that way in our culture that we live in, where everything is about efficiency and productivity. That's where it's at, isn't it? To make the best use of every available minute so that we can get the most done. As we look at the life of Jesus, we are amazed that he did not ever seem to be in a hurry. You would think that a person like Jesus, he only had a few years to do what he needed to do. He was doing the most important job in the history of the world, redeeming the world. And though he knew that he only had a few years to do it, he never ran to get things done. But he was able to accomplish what he came to do. He had time to consider the flowers and the birds of the air. He had time to put his hand on the little children and bless them. Time was his friend. In Mark 6, verse, somebody will just turn to that, Mark. 6, verse 31. His disciples or apostles here were busy. They were always busy. The apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both which they had done and what they had taught. He said unto them, come ye yourselves apart from or into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. I think Jesus here recognized that even though their most important job was to teach and help the people, they needed also to prioritize their time and to take some time away from the busyness. And even Jesus himself, even though he was busy and he wanted to go away to rest, and people, the multitudes came to him, he then again continued to help them. But he also took time to rejuvenate himself in John. I won't turn to that, but John 6, Jesus went up to a mountain to, I think, to spend time alone with God, to rejuvenate himself. But I think for us also, we need to be wise enough to, at times, to know where our priorities need to be. I'll look at the word time, use the letters of this. The first one, the T, time, is treasure it. We need to treasure time. We know we only have so much. We can't squeeze more hours into a day. So we need to be proactive and plan the use of our time. Treasure time as a valuable commodity. We usually number our years. You know, our birthdays or anniversaries. But here in Psalm 90, it says to number our days. Every day is precious, and we should treasure it and plan to use it wisely. Just reading a quote here. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who has failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the businessman, and I could say anyone who has missed a flight by being 1 hour late, or maybe who's flight was delayed and he missed the connection by 1 hour. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who has had a heart attack. The value of 1 minute of 1 minute in that time can be the difference of life and death. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person or each one of us who has experienced this, has missed a head-on collision in a car accident, you know, the value of 1 second. And then also a quote from A.W. Tozer wrote, time is a resource that is non-renewable and non-transferable. You cannot store it, slow it, hold it up, divide it up, or give it up. You can't hoard it up or save it for a rainy day. When it is lost, it is unrecoverable. When you kill time, remember that it has no resurrection. Like the thought there that time is not renewable and not transferable. I think often we wish that we could transfer time, or we could back time up and reduce certain segments of time over again. That's why it's important for us to prioritize our time. And too often, I think with time, especially when we are younger, we wish time away. You know, we wish we could skip the next few years or the next few months and be at a later time. So let's treasure time. Treasure the time that we have. The next one is the letter I, invest. What's the best way to invest time? Is to spend it on people. Time is not like money. You can't save it. If you don't use it, you lose it forever. Invest in relationships, in people. Those are things that will follow us to eternity. Everything else is temporary and will pass away. God has given each one of us 24 hours a day to invest in equal or greater value. Invest in our families, our friends, and in the lost. God has a plan for each one of us. Brother Darrell mentioned this, the Sunday school lesson there. And let's be attuned to God's plan for us so that we can experience God's best for us. You know, too often I think we have our own plan for our time. And it's probably a good plan. But why would we settle for good when we can have the best, which is God's plan for our time? Don't remove God's best in your life by ignoring his instructions, by not listening to his desires and his instructions for us. Don't settle for what you think is good in your life, a good use of your time, because our good is nothing compared to God's best for us. I think often in our foolishness, we think that we can follow God's plan for our time part of the way, but then we can override that and we can make better judgment calls. That our best will simply never be as good as God's best for us. And too often our path is just simply the path of least resistance. God's best means you will have to be responsible for your actions, and at times we will need to make the hard calls of what we will take the time to do. And too often, I think, in our not prioritizing time properly will lead to us wasting time and having to do things over. If we would have followed God's plan in the first place, we would not have needed to waste so much time. Billy Graham said, time is the capital that God has given us to invest. People are the stocks in which we are to invest our time, whether they're blue chip or penny stocks or even junk bonds. And I thought that was an interesting way to put it. But too many times I think we waste our time with other things than investing it in people. And maybe we do judge people by what we think their worth is. But God calls us to invest in people, and it doesn't matter if it's someone that we think might not be worth our time or someone we would like to spend time with. But God places people in our path, and he expects us to invest our time in them. Ephesians 5, verse 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And obviously we all know that the evil days we're living in, it requires us to use our time wisely, to redeem the time, to make the most of the time that we have. And how much time do we waste? Third letter, M, is manage. Prioritize your choices. The thought of that children's lesson illustration, probably all familiar with it, but if you take a jar and you fill it with large rocks and you ask a child, is this full? You would all probably say, yes, it is full. And then you take smaller gravel and you fill the rest of the spaces in amongst the rocks till that's all full. And then we ask, is this jar full now? And children would probably say, yes, now it is full. But then you take the sand, fine sand, and dump it in and shake the jar, and you can get another whole container full of sand and still fit it in amongst the large rocks and the smaller rocks, and then this jar is full of sand, right? But then you take a jar of water and you can still pour all that into there. It's an interesting children's lesson, but it's a lesson for all of us. How are we filling our lives? Are we filling it, first of all, with small insignificant sand, and then find out we can't fit the important large rocks in that we would like to later, or maybe we should have, first of all, put some of those large, important things in our lives first? Too many times we have that order wrong. We put small, fill our days with small junk, and then look back on our day and we realize, so there were some big important things, time with God, that we should have put in there first. We could have fit the other stuff in that needed to. Maybe not all of it, obviously, not the unimportant things, but we need to prioritize what we fill our days with. You can turn with me to Matthew 6. Read a few. You don't have to, actually. If you don't want to, just be a few verses here. But Matthew 6, a common verse. Think about this. It says, verse 33. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Prioritize. Seeking first the kingdom of God. And also, I was going to also look at another verse in Matthew as well. A few verses. Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16, verses 26 and 27. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. We know we aren't saved by our works, but by our faith and our obedience to God. But it does say here that how we spend our time will have a bearing on our reward. How we prioritize our time will have some consequences for us in a later time, in eternity. The human nature, like I said before, we take so many times we take the path of least resistance and our greatest comfort. We are constantly messing things up in our days because, maybe to put it bluntly, because of our laziness, because of us trying to take the path of least resistance. To use our time wisely will require hard work and will require making hard choices. It's so much easier to do things our own way, isn't it? To hold on to our own agendas, things, plans that we have. It's easier just to do life the easy way rather than to sacrifice our time for the greater good. It's easier to live by the world's standards than it is to live your life for Christ. But nobody, not even Christ, said that life will be easy and carefree. One of the everyday things that can be easy for us, to stay up late Saturday night doing our own things rather than preparing for Sunday properly, getting enough rest, making sure everyone is ready. If we prioritize God's way and purpose, just as Christ did, we will be able to more easily identify what is important in our days. Also, somewhat related to this, the question, who would you die for? I think we all know that there are, especially for us men, we would die for our families, we would die for our close friends, we would die for our brothers and sisters. But the harder question is, who would you live for? That's often the harder question for us, isn't it? Will you live for God by investing your time in Him? Will you invest in His best for your life, even if it means taking time away from something else that you might rather do? Are you willing to live for your spouse? Thinking of this could be a whole message in relation to husband and wife relationships. I was listening to someone talk about this in that respect and how we need to prioritize our time. And in order for us to have good husband-wife relationships, we need to wisely use our time. And that also was one thing he said, a quote stuck with me. He said, Satan doesn't necessarily want us to be bad, but he wants us to be busy. And isn't that so true? You know, if Satan can just keep us busy in our work and things that aren't important, then he has a good start with us, doesn't he? And one of the vows that we made when we got married was to keep yourself only unto her, or for her, to keep yourself only unto him. And obviously that means in purity and commitment. But I think it can also carry on to other things. You know, too many times we let our spouse take the last priority in our day, in our time, or at least not have the top priority like they need to. I think that's a challenge for us that we can apply to ourselves, to prioritize our time well. And then also to invest our time in our children, to raise them up for the Lord. And I think all of us that have children, and maybe especially those of us that are older, when we look back on our lives, we wish we would have prioritized our time with our children more wisely. There was in my study that was an example of this, a person that wrote a song about his, I should have written it down or brought it, but anyway, how he should have spent more time with his child than his child grew up, and his child didn't want to spend time with him, that the common theme of that, how that goes. But this person that wrote that song, only a few months after he wrote it, I mean, his child obviously hadn't grown up and done those things that he wrote about, but this person was busy, and his wife asked him if he wasn't going to spend more time with her son because this was what he wrote about, and he said, yeah, he will, but he just wants to get through a few more things he had going for that summer, concerts or whatever. And then he was killed, actually, a few weeks later. So that was a graphic illustration of the very words that he was writing about. So it's important for us to prioritize our time with our children. And obviously, I don't need to tell any of you that. Everyone knows this. But days go by, and we find ourselves that we haven't done what we committed ourselves to. Are you willing to take a stand in the lives of your friends and invest your time in them? Our friends as well, witnessing to them, walking with them. Colossians 4 verse 5 says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. I think we all have friends and people that we wish that we would have spent more time with, redeeming the time, witnessing to them. We're at the last letter. Letter E is enjoy. Find fulfillment in doing God's will. There will always be something else for you to do, and there will always be someone else that you could spend time with, somewhere else that you can be. But are you investing your time wisely and doing worthwhile things, and are you enjoying it? God gave us our time here on earth, and I don't think he gave us this time to live miserably. After all, we are called to live an abundant life. We are called to live an enjoyable life. That kind of life can only come through a God's purpose-driven life. Be determined to enjoy your time on earth by doing God's will. Too many times we think, well, if we want to enjoy time, we have to do fun things by our agenda. But we can enjoy our time here by doing God's will and finishing it well. So let us treasure our time here. We want to hold on to the rocks in our life, the important things in our life, prioritize it. Make wise choices so that at the end of our day, whether it's a figurative day at the end of our life or a literal day, that we can have truly enjoyed every moment of it. Let's continue to be good stewards of God's gift of the time we have on earth. It says in Psalm 90, verse 17, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. So everything that we have done in this life will not have been a waste of time. That's our desire. Let's kneel for prayer.
Our Father in heaven, pause before you get to close this service. We are so thankful that you have given us time here on earth. Continuing to give us time, just help us to be wise in prioritizing our time. And we know that you will someday call us into account for how we have spent our days here, and help us to every day. they live for you. Your choices, it's about we fill our time with important things of life. We realize we regret so many times we have wasted so much time, and we wish so much time away maybe at times. Lord, we know that someday soon you will have us answer for how we have lived, and just help us to, as we go through our day, to take time for our families, to take time for our children, to take time for our friends and lost. And you also realize that you have called us to work and to provide. Just give us the wisdom to manage and to make the right decisions. Just pray now that as we go from here that you would come to walk with us. But Jerry Nestor is serving in Washington and keeping safe and back as well. All the rest that will be traveling in the next few days, keeping safe as well.